Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Let's check in with Larry McCabe, owner of Patso and Cafe Bouffant. It's a busy month for March. Larry is on the phone lines. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, Jamie. How are you doing? It's very sunny and beautiful here in London.
Okay. Well, isn't that amazing? Nice and sunny in London, but kind of rainy and snowy here in Stratford. But Larry, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be talking about March Madness at Patso and Cafe Bouffant. But before we get to that, how have the renovations gone?
It was a great crew that worked on this project with me. Guys at Kelly's Electric, Silver Tuna Painting, Andy Mechanic, Rob Collings, and particularly the painting from Sid Faber, which is on the back. I'm really thrilled, and I should say Fire Epoxy did an amazing job on the new floor. It had been about 17 years since we did a renovation downstairs, and it needed a little bit of an uplift, and I think we've got a very successful redo on the space.
Fantastic. So let's talk about March Madness specials happening at both restaurants. So what's happening?
Yeah, so because of, generally this time of the year, I mean, we've had such a long winter, and everyone needs a little break. So we run March Madness each year, and it's $15 for a dish on either level. So in the pizzeria, you're talking about a pizza or a pasta. We've matched that with a $5 beverage the feature each day, and then on the main level for Café Bouffant, we're talking about the crepes and sandwiches with a side, because we really want to encourage people to get out of their house, have a little break. It's not that expensive, but get socializing and prepare for the spring.
Fantastic. So it's Café Bouffant and Patso Pizzeria. Can you tell us a little bit more about Café Bouffant for folks that haven't had a chance to check out that amazing restaurant?
Yeah, so, during the pandemic, I did a little switcheroo on that level, and, we used to be two levels of Italian, and I've made that a French restaurant, so a fantastic brunch on the main level on the weekends. That's a big driver of our business in the wintertime, but also during the week, it's a great time. The space is quite beautiful, but it's very accessible for people. We encourage people to come in. They can have a coffee. You can just sit down and meet with, friends. And then we have a more elaborate dinner, obviously. It's, quite a large menu. We've added a burger on there, which has been very successful. But we're running a three-course dinner at this point as well as a feature. And between 5 and 7 each night, we're doing $9 cocktails and featured appetizers, once again, to get people out and enjoy themselves as we're trying to transition to spring, hopefully, and have a little uplift considering all that's going on in the world.
Absolutely, all that's going on in the world. So I imagine you're also, of course, looking forward to spring and summertime with the Stratford Festival, with tourists and that sort of thing.
Yes, amazing. I think it's going to be a terrific season. I understand the festival is doing very well with their pre-sales. It's a great lineup of productions this year, and Anthony Cimolino has done a fantastic job of curating a really exciting season. With the dollar where it is and the great offerings that we have in theater, and Here For Now having their new theater being launched this spring, I think we have a really good story to tell in Stratford, and I'm excited to, see what we can do this year, and hopefully everyone has a good year and we get back on track in Stratford.
Well, take advantage of March Madness specials, again, at both restaurants, at Patso's Pizzeria and Café Bouffant, and as Larry was mentioning, just a great way to get out and enjoy March. And Larry, I'm always struck with Patso and Café Bouffant. It's an absolutely gorgeous place, on all the levels at the restaurants. It's an absolutely gorgeous facility.
Yes, where I've put a lot of work into this. This was a project that was a long time coming for me for the pizzeria, and I acted as a general contractor for that and designer for it, which is a new approach for me, and a lot of thought and a lot of collaboration ends up with a really good product, and I couldn't do it without the fantastic artisans who work in Stratford, and the teams. They turned this project over in 3 weeks, which is really unheard of with the amount of work that I asked them to do. So I couldn't be more pleased with the way that that's happened and how Café Buffon has evolved in the space upstairs.
And again, located on Ontario Street in beautiful downtown Stratford. And Larry, just before we let you go, certainly, you know, we've been talking about these uncertain economic times and whatnot. And of course, we encourage people, it makes such a difference when you shop locally.
Absolutely. And our downtown core is a really special place. There's so many good retailers that are making offerings that are, you know, focused on Canadian products, as we all should be at this point. We really want to give as much support to our local artisans, our local retailers, and the incredible work they do all year round. I certainly encourage everyone, certainly as a city councillor as well, that do your shopping downtown Stratford. Support your local businesses, and we can all get through this together as a community with supporting each other. It's really important.
Larry McCabe with Patso and Café Buffon and March Madness Specials. Larry, thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, Jamie.